Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission Radio team. You're about to hear an episode of Serving Today, a program for pastors and church leaders.
Welcome to Serving Today, the program for the Lord's servants. I'm Derek French and it's good to be with you. Preaching from Mark's Gospel, Phil Crowther helps us again. And we devote the whole of today's programme to preaching from Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 13, where Jesus shows us what the Pharisees are really like and not just them. Phil Crowther is helping us again, so Phil, what do we need to know first of all?
Well, by way of background, we've seen already, haven't we, that the Pharisees hate Jesus. He doesn't keep their rules, he's too popular, and he shows the people what the Pharisees are really like, so they're not keen on Jesus at all. So now, some top Pharisees come from Jerusalem. They're the really important ones. It will be helpful if you can find time to read verses 1 to 23. The section really fits together, and it is very important. It shows us what's wrong with the Pharisees and with the Jewish leaders. And it shows us what's wrong with men and women everywhere. It shows us the heart of the problem.
Now, you usually sort of point out notes that we need to be made aware of as we read through the text. What things do we need to be aware of this time?
What we'll do today is we'll read the section in several chunks and I'll give you some notes as we go through. So, Derek, could you read for us the first four verses in chapter 7?
Yes, certainly, Phil. We read, "The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they don't eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles."
Now, in the marketplace, the Jews would mix with the Gentiles, the non-Jews, and they thought that this made them unclean or dirty before God. They thought that if they then ate food, it would pollute them, it would make them unclean inside. And so they washed their hands in a religious way to stop this. This teaching did not come from their Old Testament scriptures. It was something which they thought would be a good idea. Now, of course, it is good to wash our hands before we eat, but this is different. This is a religious custom. So that's verses 1 to 4, but let's carry on our reading from 5 to 8.
"So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, 'Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with unclean hands?' He replied, 'Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men.'"
That word hypocrite in verse 6 there. A hypocrite is someone who pretends. That means he seems different from what he really is. And these people, Jesus says, seem to follow God, but really they didn't love him. Instead, they love themselves, not God. That's strong condemnation, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
And then in verse 5 and also in verse 8, it talks about traditions, the tradition of the elders or the ancestors. These elders, the leaders, made up rules or traditions to help the Jews keep God's laws better. So their aim was a good aim. But it's always dangerous to add to God's laws, because our laws and traditions can become more important to us than God's laws. And this is what's happening. And Jesus says in verse 8, doesn't he, that they've let go of the commands of God and are holding on instead to the traditions of men. That's a terribly dangerous thing to do.
I think that's a good principle anyhow, Phil, isn't it? We should test everything by Scripture.
Yes, we just need to do this constantly in our ministry, come back to Scripture and test what we're doing by the Word of God. Well, let's read the rest of the section from verse 9 through to 13.
"And Jesus said to them, 'You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, "Honour your father and your mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is korban, that is, a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your traditions that you have handed down, and you do many things like that.
Yes, in verse 11, Jesus talks about this tradition called korban.
Yes, that's an unusual word, isn't it?
It certainly is. But it runs something like this. A Jew perhaps has some money. His parents need help, but he doesn't want really to give them his money. So instead he says it's korban. And that means that he's promised to give it to God, so he can't help his parents. Well, it sounds very holy, very religious, but really he's broken God's law because he's not cared for his parents, and that's a far more important thing. And that word nullify in verse 13, that means it cancels out the word of God, which is a very dangerous thing to do.
Okay, let's come to the sermon itself. What would you say is the main point?
God wants true worship. He doesn't want us just to say the right things. He wants us to love him from the heart.
So how do you suggest we begin to introduce this? What should we be thinking of ourselves as we begin our sermon preparation?
Yeah, something to bear in mind here. I'd like you to work through the notes rather carefully. Your people must understand that there is a difference between God's laws and our rules. Now, this might be quite painful to think through, but ask yourself, are there rules in your church which don't really come from the Bible? Maybe you haven't got them written down as rules, but nevertheless, they act as rules. And are you very concerned about your church traditions, and yet don't worry so much if people break the really important laws of God? If people lie or hate or gossip and nothing's done about it. And we can make rules about the kind of hymns we sing, the version of the Bible we use, all sorts of things like that.
Okay, let's come to the sermon itself. You normally have two main points. Is that the same now?
Two headings then. Jesus hates it when we pretend, and Jesus hates it when we let go of God's commands.
So the first one.
Verse 6, Jesus hates it when we pretend. He calls these people hypocrites. These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. These Jews thought that God was very pleased with them. They thought that they were the best. These Jews thought that they kept all of God's laws, and not only God's laws, but many more as well. These were the super religious people. The extra good people, if you like. And they thought that the disciples were the bad people because they didn't keep all the rules. They didn't wash their hands in the proper way. And you can explain verses 1 to 4 here. So why does Jesus say hard things against them? Why does he say that they are hypocrites, that they're pretenders? These Jews wanted to look good on the outside. But God wants us to be good on the inside.
I can see there's a huge difference between those two, isn't there?
Absolutely. Think of all the things that we do which look good on the outside. And many of them are good as well, aren't they? We go to church, we sing praise, we say prayers, we talk about others and we say nice things about them. Think about it. When is God pleased with these things which look good on the outside? And when is he not pleased with those things? You see, Jesus hates it when we pretend. He sees on the inside. He hears what we say, not just with our lips, but in our hearts. And he sees what we do when no one else is looking. There's a real challenge here. Is Mark 7 verse 6 true about you? These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Very searching, but very practical too, isn't it, Phil?
It is. We can be so good at pretending.
Yes, I was talking to some of the members of my own church the other day, and we were saying how easy it is to meet somebody and smile at them and say how lovely it is to see you, whereas inside, wish we hadn't seen them at all. in which case we've been quite deceitful, hypocritical here. And really, that's what Jesus is getting at, isn't it?
That's right. He wants us to be as genuine with one another as we can.
And I think even in a meeting with other Christians, we can sing hymns together when our hearts and minds are 1,000 miles away from the actual words that we're singing and using.
And we can enjoy the music and enjoy singing the hymn without really having thought about what it means.
Mm. Well, it is very, very searching. So that's the first heading.
Yeah, he hates it when we pretend, but he also hates it when we let go of God's commands. And that's in verse 8. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. You could use an illustration like this. Do you like it when your child pretends to obey you? He makes you think that he obeys you, but really he has his own plans. He doesn't really mean to obey you at all. The example Jesus chose showed the truth about these Jews, this example of Corban. They cared about their rules because it made them look good, but they didn't really care about God's commands because they didn't love God. And you can explain this rather strange example of Corban here from verses 9 to 13.
Yes, it's really them offering an excuse not to honour your father and mother, isn't it?
It is.
Not to love your parents as you should.
They've made up rules which make them look good and get them out of giving financial help to their parents. And it looks good. Other people think they're holy. But you see what's happening. They don't keep God's law on your parents. Why? Because they don't love God. Again, we've got some strong words from Jesus here in verse 8. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. And that often happens without us realising what is happening. Does he speak to you? We can challenge ourselves and our people with this. Do you really love God's laws? Or do you only keep them when other people see you? And you can think of some examples. Do you want people to see that you're a good Christian, but really, in secret, you do the things that make you happy? Do you make sure that you keep all the church traditions so that everyone looks up to you, but you let go of God's commands? And again, you can give some examples.
I was just thinking there, Phil, for us even as preachers, the danger is here, isn't it? We can preach on a passage and urge and encourage our people to obey God's word, but not actually obey it ourselves.
I was talking to a pastor not so long ago, and he was in deep distress because one of the men in his church, who's an elder and who preaches, wasn't being honest with him. And in one meeting he would say one thing, and with other people he would say something completely different.
Yeah, exact point, isn't it, really?
Yes, Jesus hates it when we let go of God's commands.
And there we must bring this edition of Serving Today to a close. Thank you for being with us, and until next time, this is Derek French saying goodbye, and may God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Serving Today podcast produced by the Grace Baptist Mission Radio Team. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast. And to get in touch with us, you can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can follow us on Twitter @servingtodaygbm. And you can also search our back catalogue by going to our webpage. That's www.gbm.org.uk/radio. Goodbye.